and hit him square in the nose. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Monday night. Welcome to MCU Mondays. I am your host, David. We are glad you're joined us tonight. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
That would be later, Lady Vader to you. My Vader voice is back.
It doesn't sound as bad. You sound fine.
You're don't know.
It's good.
I could sing tenor or bass in a choir now. I can't sing alto. I tried today and it didn't work.
You bring us down a whole octave in a good way.
Indeed.
Andrew is online in the chat. He was having some internet issues, so he will not be joining us tonight. But hello, Andrew. Good to have you aboard. Yes, it is interesting.
But we like having you here one way or the other.
Yeah. One way or the other. Go throw it out there on social media. What do they call it? Get somebody to rate us. Yeah, that's what they call it on. It's on Whatnot, and they used to do it on Twitch all the time. Where they get people to raid, and everybody from that audience would join.
I thought you said rate.
Raid.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10? Or
I don't think you can do that on YouTube, but sure, why not? Okay. Hey, we are 10s all around. Trust me, we are.
Okay.
Anyway, we are talking Daredevil. We are in season 2. We have the episode 2 review we're doing tonight, and then next week we will kick off, because Wednesday is going to be a rough day for a couple of weeks, because Wednesdays are when the new Bad Batch episodes drop, and now Wednesdays is going to be when X-Men 97 episodes drop.
Oh, I didn't realize they're going to be on the same day.
Yeah.
I thought X-Men was going to be on a different day.
That's on the 20th, right? That would be Wednesday.
Just suck.
Well, look at it this way, Debbie. The X-Men 97, it comes out on Wednesday. We won't talk about it until Monday. So it's not like you've got to watch that on day one. The only thing you have to get up early for is the Bad Batch, because I know you'd get up early for that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can watch X-Men 97 like Wednesday evening when you get home from work, or gonna do like I do and I'll probably watch it Wednesday evening myself, but I'll probably watch it a time or two over the weekend as well, just because I'm anxiously awaiting this. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I have a 5-year-old back behind me playing Lego, so if you hear chatter back behind me, that's just him having I can hear him through my headphones. So just in case you hear something, it's just Thanos fighting the rest of the Marvel superheroes made out of Lego. Not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. So before we get into this, why don't we run our theme song? How about that? And since Andrew couldn't join us tonight, which was kind of a last minute thing, our theme song's going to be, our opening credits will be a little messed up. So forgive me, it was last minute. So here we go. Let's run the theme song. Here we go. So cool. So cool. All right. I thought you were getting ready to say something.
I was. I was going to say, is he really a special guest? He's just part of the gang now.
I know. I need to change it up again. But that means I got to go in and edit things.
He's part of the family.
I know. I should put him on the regular thing, and he'll probably say something about that. All right. Daredevil. Season 2, episode 2. What is this? Dogs to a gunfight. Dogs to a gunfight. So, if you remember our last episode, Matt got shot. He said, bang, and shot him in the head and ran off. And so now we're left to wonder what happened to Matt. What exactly happened to Matt? Foggy hunts him down. He finds him. He goes into several buildings. Yeah, I lost my key. Can you let me in?
Are you an idiot or something? One of the guys.
Yeah. Classic Foggy. Using his wit to break into places he shouldn't be at. But he finds him. He finds him up on the roof. Matt has obviously been shot in the head, bleeding again. We find out later from Matt's from the armor that one millimeter either way and you'd be dead right now, I think is basically what he ended up saying.
Yeah, and then he also said and he didn't finish you off.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you think that Frank or Punisher did that on purpose, but I don't know how you can tell by just by looking at the helmet where to hit him at. It was a lucky shot.
he didn't finish you off. So basically, I took away from that was he shot you in the head. Obviously, you went down. He didn't come over there and put a couple of more bullets in you just to make sure that you were dead, kind of thing.
Yeah, this is true.
What did they call it in Zombieland? Double tap. They didn't double tap. If you haven't seen Zombieland, see it. I haven't seen the second one yet, but I saw the first one and it was good.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Had Bill Murray in it. Had Bill Murray playing Bill Murray. And Woody Harrelson. It was a good movie. Oh, there's Chewie's butt. I saw her.
Yeah, she's up here.
So Foggy, oh, there goes mine. Foggy drags Matt home. And, of course, when Foggy found out that he was, I mean, he kind of grew into Matt being Daredevil, and he was all kind of excited about it, like, oh, you know, are you going to go deal with this, blah, blah, blah. And then he sees him like this, and we've reverted back to the, are you crazy? You're going to get yourself killed out there one of these days. Blah, blah, blah. Things he, it's Foggy, and he's worried about it, but it's not going to, I don't think it didn't cause a rift like it did before.
Right.
Where they were angry at each other and fighting with each other and whatnot. But he gets Matt to stay home and rest. Matt appears to be having issues with his hearing now. And I'm going to say that that's because of probably the gunshots going off. Or maybe him getting shot in the head did something to affect his brain. And he really does just need to rest and let himself heal. But the scene where he was yelling and shouting and again, they did such a great job with this. And I said this all throughout Echo where they did when they would get to certain parts and you could tell she was deaf because everything around you, there was no sound. Mm-hmm. And this was the same kind of thing to where when it happened, there was no sound. And it was beautiful. It was, I mean, it put you in the
moment.
It was an immersive experience. So, but if he's deaf and blind, he's just really all kinds of screwed. Mm. I liked that he said, I should have heard that one. I didn't hear it. Should have been a step ahead.
Oh, about the gun in the ankle holster.
The gun in the ankle, yeah. So, then you get Foggy and Karen. Karen. I knew what it was. My brain's trying to catch up with me. Foggy and Karen at the down at the police precinct. They get the DA come in. I love that Foggy was fighting back.
It was great. What a great scene.
I know, right?
I mean, really at first he's acting like the kind of like a bumbling lawyer. He doesn't know what to do.
He's getting ready to run away with his tail tucked between his legs. I mean, he really kind of he played that one close to the chest until he was ready to throw his ace.
Yeah, it was great because the look on Ray's face was priceless.
Yeah,
she thought she was getting away with it.
Well, and did you watch Karen in the back? Even oh, yeah, Karen. She's back going, Karen's back there. That's my boss.
That's my boy.
Yeah, and Ray too. I mean, Ray even poked fun at him. Yeah, you know, your office is about to collapse with all the free produce and meats that are stacking up. But how are you going to pay your bills, kind of thing? Which they get into that too. It's the past due. Oh, this one's final notice. Oh, this one's only first notice. That's a win, right? So, I got a good cup of coffee tonight. Wow, I don't know what I did to it, but it hit just right. Anyway. We find out that the DA is calling him the Punisher. We have a name before we know who it is, which is that's new. I mean, we know who it is. If you read the comics, you know who it is. If you watched any one of the three Punisher movies, you know who it is. But this is more of a, in case you're being introduced to the character, we're going to give you a name versus give you who it is and a backstory.
Yeah, so, a bit of a origin story.
Let's see. Their client, they're wanting to, the DA is wanting to use him.
As bait.
We haven't got there yet. They want to use him to catch a bigger fish, if you will. They're after
Edgar Bass.
Edgar Bass. Oh, it was a fish. I was right. No pun intended.
Yeah, evidently he's a big drug ringleader or something.
And that's who they've got him, you know, it's who they're after. And he doesn't like it. He's basically like, you people are crazy. Well, we need something bigger than what you're giving us, blah, 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 blah. So, but basically they say they're wanting to bring down the Irish mob. In the meantime, we get our first real good look at Frank. He shows up at a
pawn shop.
Yeah. Keeps throwing money at the guy. Buys a police scanner stolen out of a police car. He's gonna. I didn't get the thing with the shotgun. He said he tries to buy the shotgun, and instead of buying the shotgun, he just takes the shells out of it and gives him back the shotgun. So I don't know what
he wouldn't shoot him in the back when he's walking out.
I guess.
I think maybe. That's all he was concerned about.
Maybe.
And then that guy had to open up his mouth.
Oh, dude. I was like, dude, just shut up. Just shut up. oh, I've got all kinds of good stuff. You know, I got bondage, discipline. This one, the girl's only 12, swear. And you see him stop and you're like, and he's got this look on his face was like, just the look on his face was like, you had to say that, didn't you? You just had to go there. I was going to walk out of here and nothing was going to happen. And you said that. All right. Let's go. And he beat the, well, I like to think he beat the holy living fire out of him. But
oh, I'm sure he did. And the way he just picked up that bat and kind of twirled it around and was like, okay. Switches, okay.
That's the whole thing where he locks the door, switches the name tag to close, and he's like, oh, yeah, I knew that one would get you. And he turns around like, oh, here we go. Here we go. It's all good. We get then the scene of Matt going back to the armor, trying to get his uniform fixed. And we talked about this already, you know, with the, it'll take me a couple of days to get you a new one. Can you fix that one? Yeah, but it's not going to be as strong.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep him safe.
Yes. I thought all of this was going to keep me and Betsy safe, blah, 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 blah. Gotta ignore that. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? Oh, then Matt kind of goes looking for him. Just.
Yeah, he goes back to the Irish massacre.
Incognito. Is that a good way to put it? He's not really. He doesn't have his suit on, but he doesn't have his face covered either. He's just kind of going.
Yeah, he's got a hoodie on.
Yeah. But he starts to smell the guy, and he's kind of sniffing him out.
Well, he's sniffing the blood.
Yeah. But he follows the trail. He runs. Saw that. Who didn't see that one coming? The guy washing the street off. I was like, yeah. Saw that coming a mile away. Finds his lair.
Apartment.
Yeah. tames the dog. And then it kind of jumps to the scene with the what was the motorcycle gang? The
Dogs of Hell.
Dogs of Hell, yes. It's the secret club of the Satan's Helpers. The Dogs of Hell, they've jacked a semi-truck. They got the one guy cleaning it out. He's cleaning the blood out. But it's like that scene in the first Amazing Spider-Man where Stan Lee's working in the library and he's got the headphones on and they got all this stuff going on in the background. And basically, it's all those craps going on. This guy's got his headphones on cleaning out the blood of the truck and just gunshots and blood splatter and... Yeah, it was like a more violent, that type of scene. That's where Stan Lee's cameo should have been, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That would have been the ultimate Stan Lee cameo. As it stands right now, the one in Captain Marvel is the ultimate Stan Lee cameo, in my opinion. No?
I like all of his cameos.
Oh, I think they're great. I think my favorite was Captain Marvel. I'm not a fan of that movie, but I love that cameo. Just because. That one and maybe Ragnarok, too. Where he was the
barber.
Don't you cut my hair. Please, kind sir, don't cut my hair. or Age of Ultron. That was a good one, too. With the where he's at there at the party. Ah, this was not meant for mortal men. Yeah, neither was Omaha Beach. Come on, Blondie. Oh, lordy, lordy. Stan Lee cameos. Anyway. And then, of course, the guy. And it's Frank again. Beating the fire out of the dogs of hell, and they were worried about that too. because weren't they next on the list at, when or had they already they'd already been hit when Foggy went to go see him in the last episode, right? I think they'd already been hit.
Yeah, but I think it was only a couple guys that got taken down because they were making a delivery or whatever. It wasn't a whole group. It was just like a few.
Well, I think this one was just a few, too. I don't think this was the whole. But again, he's systematically taking them down. Let's see. We get another love moment between Matt and Karen. There it is. There's the sneer.
Karen.
And she's worried that that the Punisher is targeting her. And at this point, I think Debbie's going to switch from everything she does gets everybody else in trouble too. It's not all about you, Karen.
This is true. Like, why would he be after you? There's no reason he would be after you, you dumb. Well, you know, I don't know if he would have killed her even though she was with Grotto. Because that's who he was after. He didn't shoot anybody else in the hospital that I remember. He just, you know, was after Grotto. So,
well, he hasn't hit. See, that's the thing. Is he, if you read between the lines in this, he has not hit anybody that he has not intended to hit.
Right.
Because they have said two or three times, it's only a matter of time before an innocent bystander gets caught in the crossfire. Or before he takes out an innocent or something like that. There's always some variation of that. So, as of right now, as of two episodes in, his targets have been very, very precise, and he has not hit who he has not meant to hit. You can drink that, yes. So
yeah, he's very tactical.
Yes. Well, he's very tactical, precise. and he's... Again, that being said, Karen, yeah, probably doesn't have anything to worry about. I mean, the only thing I can think that maybe make her want to worry is the fact that they were constantly after her in the first season because she was the whistleblower. She got the ball rolling to take Fisk down, and so she was like a high priority target, I guess, if you will. And I'm wondering if her, I guess that's just her thought process, is that
paranoia.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time around, it's not about her.
Yeah.
So you are correct.
It's not about you, Karen.
That's right. Yeah, shut up.
Well, and he was chasing her at the hospital. I mean, granted, he was only after what's his name, Grotto, but I mean, to her, she's protecting him. So is he chasing me now because I'm protecting him? So, speaking of Grotto, they're getting him to wear a wire to go get the bass, the big fish. The exchange between him and Karen. You can't tell me that wasn't good. When he says, "How about a kiss for good luck?" And she throws that face on like she's about to do it. And she leans in and then she flips him off. I was like, ha, ha. That was good.
That's what I would like to do to her.
Oh, come on. You're going to lean in and smile at her seductively and then flip her off?
Just flip her off.
just flat flip her off.
Yeah, just flip her off.
Oh. Okay, I'm coming. It must be time for bed. So anyway, No, I just lost my train of thought. Karen.
So we find out that Grotto, you know, it is a bait and switch.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are using him for bait for the Punisher? Okay, Sam. I'll be down there in a little bit. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I'll be down in a bit. Apparently, I have to go to bed, like, right now. Right this second. I'm in trouble.
Well, we're almost done.
Oh. No, go to bed. I'll be down in a minute. 1 second. Okay. If you don't have kids, go have kids, because they're a lot of fun. They're great.
Mine are grown.
They're a lot of fun when they're younger like that. They're hilarious. Anyway, bait for the Punisher. Daredevil shows up.
Yeah, because you can see Frank, he's standing on top of a water tank, and he's just watching him through his sniper rifle or whatever.
Yeah,
he's just watching the whole scene go down, and then Matt uses one of his grenades that he, or not grenades, it was a smoke bomb that was in Frank's apartment, used that against him, because you hear him go, shit.
Yep.
And then all hell breaks loose.
and they go at it, and it's round two between Punisher and Daredevil. And this time I think Matt was ready for him. He held his own very well. And again, we get a cliffhanger ending. Were these, I don't remember, were these released, did they drop the whole season all at once when they dropped these, or was it a weekly?
Yeah.
Okay. So no, you could have you binge watched this one and you were fine.
Yeah.
But had it been on real TV, you would have had people upset. But for the second time this season so far, Matt has fallen off of a roof, or well.
Well, they both did this time.
Okay, they both fell off the roof this time. And Froggy got up there and was looking down, and Matt was gone. But
they're both gone.
They were both gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right before that, they're kind of like circling each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt's hearing starts going wonky again. So I don't know if they just looked at each other and said, draw. Truce. We'll meet again another day.
Yeah. So. It actually says on the wiki that the Punisher was shot in the arm. He retreated, and he took Daredevil with him. He took the unconscious Daredevil with him.
Mm. So that's probably where the scene behind us is from. Does he tie him up against a chimney?
I don't know.
In the next episode,
I.
But this was the picture for this episode. That's why I picked it. Because I didn't watch it till I got home from work. But why isn't he chained to a chimney?
Yeah. He's not chained to the chimney. It looks good. If he's chained to the chimney in the next episode, just reuse this same. Well, we won't be talking about that next week.
No.
Not for the next, like, 12 or 13 weeks.
10.
10? Still a lot.
Wait.
I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah. Next week is X-Men 97.
So end of the episode. Again, cliffhanger. Just because we're not gonna be talking about it next week doesn't mean I'm not gonna go back and watch it. Episode 3, just because it's been a minute since, again, I'm probably like you, it's been a minute since I've seen these, so
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a few years.
It's nice to go back and rewatch and refresh and enjoy what was.
Especially when you're as old as us and you don't really remember like you used to. I'm like, oh yeah, this was a good episode. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, this was a good one. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's Karen. I like her. I don't know what happened.
That I didn't forget. That was like ingrained in my brain that I did not like her. I don't know what the deal is with her. It's just the character, not the actress. The actress is fine.
The actress is doing what she needs to do. She's making Debbie hate her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, I don't know, because I guess I need to watch some other, because there's other people who are doing like recaps of Daredevil. So I kind of wonder how other people feel about Karen. If they feel the same way.
I do or not. Well, no, but see, now the first season, I got that.
I might just be the only one.
I get that with the first season, because you look at it with the first season, and yeah, she was doing a whole lot of dumb stuff, and it got other people, it cost other people issues. So, but now we're in the second season, so now it's just, you can loosen your grip. She hadn't done anything dumb yet. I know we're only two episodes in, but
I was going to say, give it time. Something's going to happen.
Anyway. Oh, he used the truck to distract the police, too. That was his distraction.
Decoy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah,
was
the guy
good.
That was watching out the truck, he had taped him in there, and of course now he's dead. But
of course, he's bad. He's a bad guy. We got to kill him.
I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't know how the DA thought this was a good idea. Like this Punisher guy who's been able to take out all these mobs and cartels, you know, and everybody thought it was an army, but no, it's one man.
One guy, yeah. And oh, so let's set up a trap for him. Yeah, that's gonna work.
Like, okay.
It's not even just let's set up a trap. It's the whole we're gonna ambush him kind of thing. And I look at it and say, how do you think he's not gonna see that coming a mile away?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, he's done all this stuff as far as you know, taking out these high priority targets. So
just by these actions, you got to know he's, well, I mean, we do know, but at this point in time, we don't know that he's ex-military.
Right.
So it's like, and Reyes is another character I did not care for. I think I came around late. I don't know if it was later this season or maybe it's the third season where I came around to liking her. But yeah, I didn't like her for a long time.
That's the DA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're not supposed to like her. Again, that's. Debbie, are you locked up? Uh-oh, I think Debbie's frozen. Are you there? Well, yep, Debbie's frozen, and now it's just me. So, I'm trying to message her to find out what happened. Maybe she's... Anyway, so that's our synopsis on final episode. No, not final episode, second episode of season two, Daredevil. It's... A lot of people have said that this is a bad season or the worst season or let's see. Uh-oh, Debbie lost her internet. So, that being said, since you don't have to look at my ugly face the whole time for the rest of this time, we're going to call an early night. So, here's what we're going to do. We do have some shameless plugs. I believe Dr. Dana will be in tomorrow night with the Sith Dominion. War of the Stars happens on Wednesday nights. That's a podcast. It's not a live podcast, but that's when the new episodes drops on Wednesday nights. Thursdays, we have Cantina Happy Hour. We are going through the Bad Batch. We're a little over halfway through the season now. We've been talking about all of those episodes. Then Saturday, I think, is the Geek Gauntlet. I don't know. I'm thinking they may be taking a sabbatical right about now. But the Geek Gauntlet's usually on Saturdays. If they're not going this Saturday, then check them out and look at this. This is my little co-host giving me hugs. Aww. Go to bed now, okay? Night-night. Night-night, I love you. So Saturday nights may be on sabbatical. If they are, go watch the previous episodes of the Geek Gauntlet. They cover just about everything. Anime and DC and Marvel and Star Wars and Star Trek and Battlestar. And I mean, the whole gambit. They run everything. And if they're not live this Saturday, you can check them out. Check out previous episodes. They're all good. It's a blast. Show's great. And then that brings us back. Next Monday, we will be talking about X-Men 97 right here on MCU Mondays. We are glad you joined us. Check us out on all the social medias. Check out geeknewsnow.net for some great articles, for some excellent content there. We have some great, great writers are doing great, great things. Andrew Orozco and John Ambrose got a great writing staff, doing a lot of cool stuff out there. Check us out, like I said, on all the socials. Check us out on YouTube, Geek News Now Official. Hit the like and subscribe. Don't forget to hit that little bell for notifications. We will see you all next week.